Adam McManus in for Jack Riccardi on this fifth and final day. It's been an absolute pleasure and an honor. He'll be back behind the microphone come Monday. Coming up at the top of the hour, my conversation with Rich Cristiano about a movie that's coming out later this fall called A Matter of Faith, Creation versus Evolution. It's a drama. It's not a documentary. And how that might be coming to San Antonio. But first, armed militia sets up Texas Command Center to fight for national sovereignty. This from a Washington Times story. A militia has set up a command center south of San Antonio to prepare for what they say is a mission to protect the United States from the influx of illegal immigrants. Now, I've received a number of calls throughout this week from KTSA listeners who believe that more than even the National Guard, if Barack Obama won't do that, perhaps it is time that armed militia head to the border. Well, the militia, operating via the website PatriotsInformationHotline.com, have set up a command center in Von Ormy, and they are going to deploy to Laredo first and then spread to other parts of the border. Chris Davis, the 37-year-old commander of the troop, has not disclosed how many members make up the militia, but said the troops would deploy in a few weeks. He went on to say, "We have patriots all across this country who are willing to sacrifice their time, their monies, even quit their jobs to come down and fight for freedom, liberty, and national sovereignty." Now, my question to you is, what do you think of that? Crazy idea? Or do you think it's in keeping with the American tradition? Give me a call. 599-5555. That's 599-5555 and toll free 1-800-299-KTSA. Not surprisingly, Customs and Border Protection is livid over this. They said in a statement, quote, "It does not endorse or support any private group or organization from taking matters into their own hands, as it could have disastrous personal and public safety consequences." Well, this PatriotsInformationHotline.com group says there are four credible militia operations right now on the ground currently in Texas. And in Arizona, the group said they have contact with three troops on the ground there. Group is recruiting volunteer members for all operations. And Davis said to the Houston Chronicle, the group will secure the border in, quote, a legal and lawful manner, unquote, and volunteers are being vetted through criminal background checks. When you call to the Patriot Hotline, you, if you are interested in this, or those who have already, are met with a request for a name to perform a criminal background check to make sure that there are no felonies on the record. But it's unclear what documentation is required. Militias, armed militias on the border, securing it in a legal and lawful manner, volunteers being vetted to make sure they don't have any felonies in their background. What do you think? Give me a call at 599-5555. That's 599-5555. And toll free, 1-800-299-KTSA. We've got two lines open right now. Hi, David.
Hey, Adam, how you doing, man?
Good, thank you.
I don't know that that would do any good. I don't think the problem is on our southern border that people are sneaking into the country. The problem is they're walking into the country and turning themselves in.
Yeah, it's no longer catch and deport, it's catch and release.
That's exactly right. It's not even catch. To catch something, you have to go out and try to find it.
Yeah, they're running to them.
They're running to them. So,
and they've become the Border Patrol agents, glorified, overpaid taxi drivers to the detention center and then to the bus depot or to the airport.
I agree. That's all that's happening. So if you just had more guys down there doing the same thing, they would just have easier places to turn themselves into. There's only two ways to stop it. The number one way is as soon as they land here within 48 hours, put them on an airplane and return them home.
And by the way, think about this. $3.8 billion is what the president is asking for. As one Arizona sheriff rightly said on Your World with Neil Cavuto on Fox News Channel, if that money had been appropriated to secure the border, to put up the 14-foot-high steel fence that you cannot climb over, and put on the armed soldiers on the ground, and put the technology in the air in terms of the drones, we would have secured this border and retained our sovereign borders. But instead, most of this money that he wants to be voted on will go to provide for the housing and the social services of a lot of these folks. But one of the things you're forgetting, though, in all of this is it's not just the children and the young families that are coming across the border. It's also those who have the intent to hurt America. As Middle Easterners and Chinese nationals are paying the coyotes, the folks that are smuggling them in, $50,000 a person to get up in here. And, you know, we're not looking at people flying planes into buildings anymore. We're talking about attacks on the electrical grid or the water stations or what have you, as these terrorists are being, you know, are delighted that there's this distraction of all these thousands of kids and their families coming.
Well, I agree with all of that, but the part about the illegals, I'm not talking about terrorists. We absolutely got to have people looking for that, but I'm just talking about there's only two things that the government can do with these children. It's either return them home or allow them to live here. There's no place else or nothing else to do. That's the only question. Are we keeping them or sending them back? If you're going to send them back, why don't you send them back now?
And we could send them back for a first-class ticket for $8 million instead of the $3.8 billion he wants to spend.
Exactly. Well, I agree. I mean, the message would be heard incredibly loud and clear as plane loads of Central American kids returned home. Well, there was a waste of $5,000 on our part. That would stop all of that within a matter of hours.
Thank you,
Dan. It really would.
Thank you for your call. Joe, up next, you're on 550 KTSA on the Jack Riccardi Show with Adam McManus. Hi, Joe.
Well, good morning. Good morning. I was calling to say a comment about the militia going out there.
Yes.
I drive for the oil field and down by Laredo. They had the cartel come over and wipe out a whole unit just to get their vehicles. And I'm just worried about them getting confronted with them, causing more escalation.
So you think the militia would cause aggravation on the part of the drug cartels, and the drug cartels would take it out on American citizens?
Yes, because they have crossed over and they've killed everybody in an oil field just to take the vehicles, their four-wheel drives.
Interesting.
But something does need to be done.
All right.
Need to go down there and stop these people crossing over.
Thank you, Joe. David, up next. You're on 550 KTSA with Adam McManus. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, David.
Hi. Yeah, from the first comment here, I think you got it wrong with the militia because the federal government will have to process the illegals, but not the militia. Militia can just run them out and take them back where they came from, but, you know, release them at the bridge to go back to Mexico, but they don't have to process them like the federal government.
So they wouldn't be constrained by the same rules is what you're saying.
Right. They don't have to abide by the federal government rules, the militia men.
I wonder, though, I mean, let's just imagine this. You know, you've got five Border Patrol agents that have been sanctioned by the federal government over here, and 200 yards away you've got two volunteer militia members who are packing heat, who have been vetted. They don't have any felonies. They're not crazy. They're not mentally imbalanced, but they're trying to do their level best as patriots to protect the border. What happens when, a given person is either running from a Border Patrol agent or running to the Border Patrol agent, how would the militia interact with the Border Patrol agents? It seems like it's a possible recipe for disaster.
Right, yeah. There's probably going to be confrontation between Border Patrols and militia, but the right thing to do when there's Border Patrols and militia, militia is supposed to let Border Patrols handle the situation.
Right, and I think what militia is interested in doing is becoming a supplement to where and now that the Border Patrol agents are so busy changing diapers and bottle feeding the kids and
right.
checking them for scabies, I mean, they've got their hands full along that regard. But I think, David, the lesson here is that when we get to a point where militias are in the news in the Washington Times about a command center set up just south of this city in Von Ormy, I think
right.
it shows how desperate the American people are for answers, right. for solutions that this president has failed to deliver.
Exactly. It all boils down to lack of enforcing the law at the federal level.
And at the border.
Right.
Thank you, David. Jonathan, up next, you're on 550 KTSA with Adam McManus.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I wanted to comment on that. Sending armed militia down to the border, as the one gentleman said about the oil field, I've heard about that, you know, the cartel coming over. What happens if there is a confrontation with the cartel and those folks happen to get killed or they're in pursuit over to the Mexican side of the border and they get captured by the Mexican police or if it's a sting or something? How do we get those people back who are the militia? Has that ever been brought up?
No. No.
Just
like the Marine who mistakenly turned the wrong way and all of a sudden he's been wallowing in jail over there for way too long.
And if that happened to the militia, how would they be bought back? I'm sure the American government is going to say, hey, you're acting on your own. So
right.
Get yourself out of it. But I just wanted to bring that up, sir. I mean, you know, on the border, it's kind of dangerous. And, you know, people meet, you know, the wrong folks and, shots ring out, somebody gets killed.
I mean, you've got to have a lot of guts to perhaps be a little crazy to go to the border in the midst of all this. But if some of these patriotic Americans think that it's time, as Chris Davis says of PatriotsInformationHotline.com, that it's time for people to make the sacrifice of their time, their monies, even quit their jobs to fight for freedom, liberty, and national sovereignty. I mean, I just think it bespeaks of the mess that this president has put us in. James, up next, you're on 550 KTSA with Adam McManus. Hi, James.
Hello. Yes, sir. I think it's a good idea with this militia group coming up. The reason being is that one of these days we're going to see the Mexican flag on top of our own. And how sad it is for San Antonio and the Alamo.
I mean, you're not saying that with tongue firmly planted in your cheek. You're saying that with a straight face.
Yes, sir.
You think Texas will become part of Mexico again if we're not careful?
Well, if we're not careful, we're going to be celebrating Mexico's independence instead of our own.
Oh, my.
I mean, how sad it is, you know, we do patriotic things with our own Alamo here, and they fought so hard to keep it, you know, and now we can't stop it.
James, I thank you for your call. I'm Adam McManus. We've got some talk lines open right now, 599-5555, 599-5555. Also, what talk show host Mark Levin had to say about all of this, and that's coming up next. You're listening to the Jack Riccardi Show on 550 KTSA. Adam McManus in for Jack Riccardi. Coming up at the top of the hour, my conversation with Rich Cristiano, the director of a new movie coming out this fall, A Matter of Faith, Creation versus Evolution. Well, a Muslim prayer rug was found on the Arizona border, and I want to just mention the story before we go back to our talk lines. 599-5555, lots of you calling in about the armed militia setting up a Texas command center south of San Antonio in Von Ormy, and what that would mean and what that would look like and what problems that might either solve or create. Matthew Lieber, spokesman for the American Patriot, sent Breitbart News photos of what American security contractors on the ground believe is a Muslim prayer rug found near the border in Arizona last week. Now, what does that tell you? Let me tell you, Hispanic Catholics do not pray on a Muslim prayer rug facing Mecca. I've been to Senegal, West Africa, for example, 99% Muslim, and you can set your clock according to when people get out their prayer rugs and face toward Mecca and pray. It is astounding, actually, to witness. But who would be in coming across our border in Arizona into Arizona that happens to be Muslim? You think they're from Central America? I highly, highly doubt it. Or if they were, they came in from the Middle East. And that reveals what Frank Gaffney has been saying, the assistant secretary under Caspar Weinberger in the Reagan administration, Secretary of Defense, that there is a real concern that while all of us are distracted by the humanitarian crisis with the kids, 50,000 plus kids so far and their families. We need to make sure we don't lose sight of the security crisis, the actual border problem related to terrorists who have an interest in hurting and harming what they call the Great Satan. The group patrolled along the border that was a patchwork of decades-old rickety fencing made from train tracks and cattle enclosures. Eventually, this group, just last week, along the Arizona border, were 50 yards by the border and saw a break. That's when I saw this thing laying around, and I was like, what the heck is that? We walked over there, and I didn't really want to pull at it, not knowing what was on it. I poked a bit at it with a stick and noticed some of the Arabic writing and was just like, oh boy. I snapped a couple of photos and then went on our patrol. The same contractor told Breitbart News last week that six special interest aliens from Afghanistan, Iraq, and Yemen were picked up by the U.S. Border Patrol near Laredo, Texas. Each one of them had 60,000 Iraqi dinars, $51 a piece on them. I mean, this is a whole different deal. And by the way, they're paying the Middle Easterners, the Chinese nationals, $50,000 per person to get smuggled into our country. Our own governor has repeatedly warned that the flood of illegal immigrants over the nation's southern border includes individuals affiliated with terrorist organizations from all over the world. In fact, the jihadist group, the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, or ISIS, which is in the midst of taking over large cities in Iraq, has already threatened to confront the United States on its own soil. And Congressman Ted Poe, a Republican from Texas, told CBS's local Dallas-Fort Worth affiliate he believes that ISIS will use Texas's southern border to enter America. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, liberals. Think about that. Think about that. All right, let's take some calls. Up next, Eric. Eric, what do you make of this militia, armed militia, gathering as we speak south of San Antonio in Von Ormy?
Well, I'll tell you, Jack, it's like this.
I'm Adam, but go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, Adam. I think it's a great idea. I think we should be doing this probably years ago. Number one, we can't depend on our federal government. That's quite obvious. When our president was down here, okay, when the president, not my president, was down here, he did nothing. He went to choose to go and play pool and drink beer. I don't know about you, but I'm fed up with this.
Well, he did that in Denver, to be clear, but it was the same day that he flew to Dallas. But go ahead.
Well,
he said he doesn't have time for photo ops, which was what he calls meeting at the border. I somehow think that if President Bush said he didn't have the time to come to Katrina because it would just be a photo op, people would be even more upset with him than they already were. And yet he had time to have a photo op playing pool, drinking beer in Denver before he flew to Dallas.
Exactly. That's what needs to happen here. And, you know, I'm an American, but I'm a Texan first. And we as Texans think different, and we're proud more than probably any other state in the union. And the whole thing about it, people better wake up, because it's just like it's been said, you've got these kids coming over here as a distraction. Number one, why are they coming across the Mexican border? We can stop that right in its shell. So what's going on there? Why were they allowed to even cross the Mexican border?
Good question. Thank you for your call. Bob up next. Bob, you're on 550 KTSA with Adam McManus.
Yeah, I was heard the other day, our great sheriff out there in Arizona seems to have had...
Joe Arpaio?
Yeah.
Maricopa County.
Yeah.
America's toughest sheriff.
It's real simple. The hard part is figuring out how to make it difficult so the bureaucrats can understand it. We just cut off all foreign aid to all these idiotic countries and let them figure out the problem, how to solve it.
Well, it's interesting that you mention that, because there is a bill that's been introduced that would do just that, suspend aid to Central America and Mexico until the flood of illegal immigration stops. Congressman Randy Weber introduced a bill recently to hold Mexico, Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador accountable for their citizens' illegal migration by suspending foreign aid to those countries. He said the recent influx of unaccompanied alien children has become a humanitarian crisis and has proven that certain laws are working against America. Texas, a border state, has repeatedly asked for help from the White House to mobilize our National Guard. There's been no answer from the president. Now, of course, he's holding that National Guard idea that Governor Rick Perry talked to him about hostage to whether or not the Congress will give him the $3.8 billion of money to not deport them, but to provide them services. But I think that Congressman Randy Weber is onto something here because he's proposed just what you've talked about.
Well, and I'm understanding a lot of them are coming over on a bus. Why are they letting the bus in?
Because they want the money to be sent back to their families, which helps the economies of these struggling third world countries.
But why are we letting the bus in?
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, well, I think at this point we don't have catch and deport. We have catch and release as the kind of mantra. By the way, if you want to support that bill and call your congressman, the name of the bill is Illegal Entry Accountability Act of 2014. Illegal Entry Accountability Act of 2014. And again, what it would do is cut off all foreign aid to Mexico, Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador as long as they continue to send their citizens past our border illegally. Frankly, I think they should be cut altogether from this point forward. What is your take? Give me a call. 599-5555. Ron up next. You're on 550 KTSA with Adam McManus on the Jack Riccardi Show. Hi, Ron.
Hi. I want to say, first of all, I've really enjoyed this week of listening to you.
Thank you.
Very much. I've kind of gotten away from the program from some comments that I've heard that I don't agree with. I don't agree with moderates. I like conservatism. But I think it's a wonderful thing that the militia is taking their time and efforts and monies to go down there and try to protect America. And I think it's horrible that Governor Perry is sitting up there doing virtually nothing. He wants to make a bid for the presidency of the United States.
Well, how can you say that Governor Perry is doing virtually nothing? He's already authorized $500 million for additional law enforcement help along the border. They've just looked at another and authorized another $1,300,000. Each week, as of about 4 weeks ago, through the end of the fiscal year, he has pleaded with President Obama.
You over, don't plead with that man. You don't
with whom has the power to appoint the National Guard to send them down here. I mean, Governor Perry, there's a limit to what Governor Perry's powers are.
Oh, okay. I didn't know all that. Okay, I knew they had done some down there, but it doesn't seem to be enough. And can he do any more that he's not doing?
I think he's done his level best to do everything he can. I mean, you can't get more pro-secure the border than Governor Rick Perry. The problem is you need the help of the commander-in-chief to get the job done, and now he's holding the whole thing hostage if he doesn't get his $3.8 billion.
He's not going to give us any help. That's out of the question. I don't know why they even want him to go to the border. He just lied about what he saw. It wouldn't have done any good whatsoever. But how about I understood that the
Don, do we have that audio clip of President Obama saying why he wouldn't go to the border? Do you have that handy? No? Okay. I want to play that before the broadcast concludes. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Well, it's ridiculous. He's not going to do anything. He's in favor of all that. He's the cause of it. So he's certainly not going down there and stopping.
Yeah. Well, we do have Mark Levin's cut, and I want to feature this now. Cut number two.
No question about it. Our lawless president is lawless when it comes to immigration, too. Here's the plan. It's a three-point plan. Deport, secure the border, and don't give any money to governments that export their people into our country. And this is a humane plan. So people aren't raped and abused on their way to the United States. So they're not stuck on the border in the United States. That's the humane plan. That's the right plan. And let me tell you something else. What's going on in this country? The idea that compassion is an open border, that anybody who can come here, that that's humane. Let me tell you something, Sean. Cesar Chavez, who is lionized by this president and the Secretary of Labor and by leftists all over the country, he opposed virulently illegal immigration. Harry Truman Dwight Eisenhower, Ralph Abernathy, Martin Luther King's right-hand man. They opposed it right into the 1970s. This idea of open borders, anybody coming across, no matter who they are, what their backgrounds are, this idea is a new idea in this country, despite the propaganda we hear from the president, his party, and leaders in the Republican Party. A nation has right to secure its border, it has the right to know who's coming, and it has the right to know who they are.
So there's the three-point plan. Number one, deport. Number two, secure the border. Number three, no more foreign aid. And I would encourage you to consider calling your congressman. 202-224-3121 is the number in Washington, D.C. You can ask to be patched through to your congressman. If you don't know who your congressman is, just tell them where you live. They'll help you figure it out. 202-224-3121. Ask your congressman to support the Illegal Entry Accountability Act of 2014. Let's go right back to the talk lines. And up next is John. You're on 550 KTSA with Adam McManus. Good morning, John.
Good morning. I understand that our Border Patrol agents are being used now to change diapers and change sheets to the people coming in. Is this true?
Well, they've become glorified babysitters, and it appears as though overpaid taxi drivers. They're taking the people who have been captured and not deported, but captured into their custody, then driven to the detention center, held there for 72 hours plus, and then put on planes or buses around the country to a city near you. And that's why League City, Texas, outside of Houston, just Tuesday night in a vote of 6-2, passed a resolution that said no illegal aliens are welcome in this town for the purpose of processing or housing or reunification for families. We don't want to have any part of it. And I wonder if that resolution won't be copied around the country as more people take a stand for our sovereignty.
Well, if this is true, what's wrong with our people taking those diapers and sheets and dumping them where these people are staying? They got a bunch of big teenagers down there, and let them put the diapers and the sheets on the thing and bring our agents back to the border. And if they want to go somewhere, let them walk. They walked up here.
Well, you know, interestingly, a lot of Border Patrol agents are regularly quitting. They did not sign up for this. They signed up to protect America, not to aid and abet those who want to compromise our security and our border to be facilitated into de facto amnesty. Dennis Michael Lynch, this wonderful producer who has a website, dlmdaily.com, has really well-placed contacts within the Border Patrol agents, and they are giving him feedback on a daily basis about their morale that's been in the gutter, about how horrified they are about the babysitting that they are essentially having to do, and how security is being compromised, and terrorists have a much easier time in getting through. I'm Adam McManus. We'll talk to Ron and Bill up next, and hopefully you at 599-5555. That's 599-5555. I've got another great quote from Mark Levin, national talk show host, about why the president did not come to the border from his conversation last night with Sean Hannity. You're listening to 550 KTSA. Adam McManus in for Jack Riccardi on my fifth and final day of guest hosting. He'll be back behind this very microphone come Monday. It's been an honor. Learn more about me at my website, adammcmanus.net, adammcmanus.net. Special thanks to Don Cooper, technical producer, and Chris Glasgow, producer, who are making the program flow beautifully, as always. Here is that second cut from Mark Levin on how come... about the president visiting the border. I don't want to steal his punchline. This is, of course, nationally syndicated talk show host on Sean Hannity last night. Cut three.
How come the president doesn't vacation in McAllen, Texas, but he's always going to Martha's Vineyard in Hawaii and Aspen and Palm Springs to play golf? How come he wouldn't go to the southern border just to make a visit, just to see what's going on? I'll tell you why. Because this is chaos. This is anarchy. He's planted the seed for this. He met in late June with his cabal of left-wing front groups who all told him they need to do something more in order to open the border and to give citizenship to illegal aliens. We have absolute chaos here when it comes to immigration, and the Republican Party should stand with the vast majority of the American people who are watching this with their jaws on the floor and cannot believe somebody doesn't stand up to this.
Now, Mark Levin gave a three-point solution. One, deport. Two, secure the border. Three, no more foreign aid, which is kind of an interesting new wrinkle in all of this discussion. If you'd like to support a bill that has been offered by Congressman Randy Weber of Texas, a Texas Republican, that would hold Mexico, Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador accountable for their citizens' illegal migration by suspending foreign aid to those countries. The name of the bill is Illegal Entry Accountability Act of 2014. Illegal Entry Accountability Act of 2014, and you can call your congressman at 202-224-3121. That's the Capitol Hill switchboard. If you don't know who your congressman is, tell them where you live. They'll help you figure it out and patch you through to the right person. 202-224-3121. Let's go to Ron, holding patiently. Ron, you're on 550 KTSA with Adam McManus.
Hi. How you doing today?
Good, thanks.
Good. I live in Mexico, and a little town down there, but I hear all these reports of what's going on, how they get over here.
When did you live in Mexico?
Yes, sir.
When?
Well, I've been over for 20 years, back and forth.
Oh, okay.
But I do have a home over there.
I see. So you've got two homes.
And, it's just make fools of the Border Patrol running up and down the river in those boats, air boats that you can hear coming for 2 miles away and wait till he gets by, and then you know exactly where they're at, and you come on across. But you don't come through Mexico from any other Latin American country without fear for your life.
Mm.
You're a legal immigrant in Mexico. You're in a dangerous position. They killed about 17. It's been about 7-8 years ago now. They got down from a train. The soldiers were there and got them down. They took off running. They shot every one of them.
Mm.
Killed all of them. And that's what they do normally to any illegal immigrant that comes in. They either beat them half to death if it's a woman. Well, you can imagine what happens there. Children or whatever. One of my stepsons is a reporter for Channel 5 over there, and he talked like it was just horrible.
Channel 5 in Mexico?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In Mexico City?
No. It's just in Mexico. He was here in Sabinas.
I see.
That's probably about 75 miles from the border.
All right, Ron. Thank you for your comments and your illustrations and anecdotes. Very interesting. Leonard, up next, you're on 550 KTSA.
Yeah, Adam. I think the whole problem down there at the border right now is that the American people don't have a pair anymore. They're scared. Just like your previous caller called in and said, well, have these militia thought about they might get shot down there or they might get captured by a foreign government? Well, my Lord, when I went to Vietnam in 1966, I had the same thoughts in my head, but I went anyhow. I was blessed by the Lord with a pair. People around here, the government ain't going to do nothing.
Well, and to get back to what Chris Davis said, the commander of this PatriotsInformationHotline.com militia group, he's encouraging armed militia to go to the border in the next few weeks. They are set up south of San Antonio in Von Ormy. Chris Davis is 37 years of age. In an interview on the ABC affiliate in Dallas-Fort Worth, he said, we have patriots all across this country who are willing to sacrifice their time, their monies, even quit their jobs to come down and fight for freedom, liberty, and national sovereignty. And Leonard, what you told Chris as the main point that you wanted to make was desperate times call for desperate measures.
They certainly do. They most certainly do.
I'm Adam McManus. This is 550 KTSA. Adam McManus in for Jack Riccardi on my fifth and final day. Shoot me an email, talkradioadam@gmail.com. Well, now the Obama administration has gone to Plan B for the border crisis. They're using the Catholic Church. That's right, to avoid future clashes with citizens of Murrieta, California over attempts to transfer illegal immigrants there, the Obama administration has turned to an unusual bedfellow, the Catholic Church. And I want to feature for you an audio clip along this line, a news story in which they detail this for you. This is cut number 5.
The church is now stepping forward to help undocumented immigrants right here in Southern California. A former convent is providing temporary shelter for these families, and only our cameras were there as all 46 of them arrived this morning. But now, as the hours pass, there is some concern that what the church is doing could actually be illegal. NBC4's John Caddy's Klimak is live tonight at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Fontana to explain. John.
You know, Robert, if there's anything that both sides could actually agree on with this issue, it's that it's complicated. There are steps in this process. The first step for these immigrants was getting caught. They came here today from Chula Vista, and eventually all of them will head to places all around the country. The church telling us that they're not taking sides. They look at this simply as a story about people and not politics. It's the first time we've seen the second step in what some have called an immigration nightmare.
Morning.
Volunteers prepared for nearly 50 people today at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Fontana. NBC4 was there as immigrant mothers and very young children stepped off a federal bus, now temporarily allowed to stay in the United States.
My name is Bianca. I am from El Salvador with my family.
Bianca wanted to speak on behalf of those here today, thankful their stay in the border detention centers are over.
The Catholic Church welcomed us, and we are here. We are okay.
Sí, muy bien. Sí.
As families loaded into private cars and headed off to bus terminals, it remains only part of their already long journey.
To connect with whoever it is that they have come to be with in the United States.
The Catholic Diocese of San Bernardino says these families have been given the green light by the federal government as they await their individual hearings seeking asylum. Just before the public gate closed for good, NBC4 went inside the former convent where private rooms have been made available for each family needing to rest.
We were told that this would likely be going on through the month of July, but we were prepared to serve for however long we need to.
But NBC4 found out this afternoon from Fontana Police the building is not zoned for multifamily use. If anyone stays overnight, the church would be breaking city code.
It's right. It's not zoned for that.
Protesters were few outside the church today. One who shouted, "Send them back," out a car window. Wouldn't comment on camera, but others say the help being offered is too much already.
I don't think that just anybody can just say, I want to go there, and I'm gone, and I'm there.
Now, we've been told today that most of those who arrived today will be gone within 24 hours. Some, though, are expected to stay 3 to 4 days, and the church is expecting more new busloads every 72 hours, at least for the rest of July.
Interesting follow-up on that story. Number one, a nun, Sister Marianne Walsh, with the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, said that the images of the myriad of protesters in California objecting to the illegal immigrants being brought into their town between San Diego and Los Angeles recalled the, quote, fire hoses and snarling police dogs in Birmingham, Alabama, used against African-American students protesting racial segregation. That's an interesting juxtaposition of images, don't you think? And some of the parishioners in San Bernardino included a doctor, a retired doctor named Eddie, who actually called into the radio talk show of Rush Limbaugh, who indicated, the doctor did, he was concerned about the spread of illnesses that might result from the plan put together by the Obama administration and the Catholic Church, saying, we've got FEMA facilities that can provide medical care, housing, nutrition, clothing, safety, and transportation, but to put us and subject us to health care problems at the Catholic Church of the diocese, it doesn't seem to be a wise move. Your thoughts. Let's take a quick couple calls in the remaining moments we have left. Steve, your thoughts on 550 KTSA. Hi, Steve.
Hi. I have a simple solution. We just send those planes to Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
That's
politicians. Why don't we send them all to the White House itself and see how long President Obama likes that idea?
Yeah, I mean, Obama's got extra bedrooms in that place, and Hillary and Bill's got that big old mansion. They can house them there with them. And,
hey, let's not forget President Clinton rented out the Lincoln bedroom. Maybe we can put some of the illegals in the Lincoln bedroom.
Yeah, you know, let them deal with the disease and, you know, the TV and all the rest. That'll take care of that real quick, you know.
Thank you, Steve. Marie, up next, you're on 550 KTSA with Adam McManus. Hi.
Hi. I think we should go back to the original idea of immigration. In order to come, you had to have a sponsor who was officially responsible for your survival 100%, financially, everything. If these groups, and I realize they're well-meaning, but if the Catholic Church wants to be involved, let them take them on officially as their sponsors, not to handle the paperwork, but to sign on officially to see to it that they are not in any way a burden to this country, that the Catholic Church takes them on 100%.
Well put, Marie. Thank you for your call. Coming up next on the Jack Riccardi Show, I'll talk to Rich Cristiano. He has a new movie coming out called A Matter of Faith about creation versus evolution. That's up next. Send me an email, talkradioadam@gmail.com, talkradioadam@gmail.com.